Strategies to supersize your business like a mother. Sharon Hornelson here. I'm a mother and a grandmother. Very proud. Some of my, actually all of my most joyful moments and most joyful experiences come from my children and, or the vast majority of them anyway, through my children and my grandchildren. The same is true of our businesses. So I can't ignore Mother's Day. I had another thing planned to talk about today, but I want to talk about strategies and similarities between mothers and growing and building and supersizing our business, because I think it's a really powerful analogy to help us move forward. So I call this one strategies to supersize your business like a mother, because we want to do that. Number one, our babies are usually and generally, and in my case, the absolute most important thing to us in life. We will put our babies before ourselves when it comes to safety, when it comes to concerns, when it comes to limited resources, etc. We need to do the same with our businesses. We love our babies and our children unconditionally. At least if we're decent parents, we do. And hopefully we're both decent and awesome parents, as well as awesome and wonderful business builders, business owners, because businesses that are amazing are the ones that ought to be supersized. Now, they're not the only ones that are supersized, but they're the ones that should be supersized, because if we're not making the world a better place, if we're not making and growing good human beings, what the heck are we doing? Sometimes I look around the world and I ask myself, what the heck are we thinking, this human, the human race? But I can only be responsible for the things that I can personally impact and control. That starts with me, and it starts with my ability to influence those I love and care about the most. And I believe that it's our higher purpose to do that through the businesses that we create and build and grow and supersize. There's different stages in building and growing and supersizing a business, just like there's different stages that our children go through as we are raising them. A baby needs very different things. A startup business needs very different things, different skills, different resources, different amounts of attention than a toddler, than a elementary age child, than a middle schooler. Those are the challenging fun years for both genders. I have both a son and a daughter, and everybody said, oh, sons are so much easier to raise than daughters. And I'm like, no, I don't necessarily think so. I think that every human being is different, just like every business is different, and they can't be treated the same, which is why I talk so often about the importance of being flexible and rolling with and going with the changing times, things outside of our control, as well as going with the differences in people's preferences, people's skills and abilities, people's desires, right? And that applies to our children, as well as the people in our organization helping us to build our business. So we got to be flexible and adaptive. And keep in mind that no two businesses are or ever will be the same. We can learn from other people's businesses. We can learn from systems and frameworks and programs, and I teach them myself. So I'm never going to say don't use frameworks, because they absolutely positively help us to shortcut our business. But don't just take them at face value. Don't just take a person or a child or a human or a business at face value and assume you know anything. I will always say assuming makes a you know what out of you and me. I love that expression because it's so true, and we so often forget it as parents, as business owners, as human beings. So I want to wish everybody who's a mother or a parent or a caregiver, including your business, because often our businesses are our babies or our pets or our babies, a happy Mother's Day, and ask you to think about today, how is being a parent, being a mother, like supersizing and growing your business? Share your insights below so we can learn from one another. And I wish you a happy Mother's Day, and I will be with you tomorrow. Back to more traditional strategies to supersize and grow your business. Have an awesome day.